The Whitty Museum does this every year, a thematic fiesta gowns-oriented exhibition. This year's theme, a fairy tale fiesta.
A collection of gowns that are all inspired by either fairy tales, stories, or legends.
That's curator of collections Amy Fulkerson. When she says gowns, though, we're talking about those highly elaborate, sequined, beaded fiesta gowns with trains as long as 15 feet. These things look like they could have been worn at a coronation.
We have one that we're using this year. She's the Duchess of Coral Depths, and on her train are three beautiful mermaids that have hand-painted faces, which is a really unusual detail that you don't often get to see. It's really quite magical.
Speaking of magic, it doesn't stop with that one gown.
My favorite, we've got the Duchess of Infernal Deeds.
Wait, Infernal Deeds or Beads?
Infernal Deeds. And on her train, she has a witch's cauldron. And you can see a green potion bubbling out of the cauldron. And held above the cauldron in a swirl of smoke is a blood-tipped dagger. And she's got a wonderful fiery headdress all on a black velvet background.
The exhibit opens Thursday and features gowns that have been collected over dozens of years.
The oldest gown in the exhibition is the Queen of Atlantis, and she's from 1941.
For more on the Whitty's Fairy Tale Fiesta and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.